Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Biden, the top of the New York Times, narrows infrastructure request, but hurdles remain for deal. President Biden offered new concessions this week, including dropping a plan to reverse some 2017 tax cuts as he aims for support from Senate Republicans. The deal still appears to be a long shot, but the talks are being sustained by a desire among lawmakers in both parties to reach agreement on the issue. Is there really a desire among both parties?
No, there isn't, of course. The Republicans are in a very, very tough spot. They have to be for infrastructure repair, which I think the American people really want. On the other hand, they got to watch their backs because you know who is watching them. And that has always been their problem. So they are the party of no. They know they're being attacked as the party of no. So they have to make some kind of concessionary, if there is such a word, approach to the Democrats, while, of course, not coming up with anything, because as soon as Biden moves the pieces on the chessboard and says, okay, we'll give you this, and we'll give you this, they pull back. They are the party of no, and they're going to have to face that in the coming 22 elections.
How about the fact that we learned that the FBI is investigating the Postmaster General, that's Louis DeJoy, in connection with past political fundraising? We'll remember how much of a kerfuffle he caused with the post office back during the election.
There is, in fact, no justifying his actions. He has screwed up the post office to the point where people really have had some trouble getting their mail and getting it well. Some people think it was done specifically because Trump and his allies were trying to get around mail-in ballots, and that by saying nothing doing, we're not going to deliver your mail on time, that they were, in fact, playing with the election. We have every reason to believe that's the case because we know that the Republicans have tried everything they know in order to dampen those people who might not vote otherwise, but who will vote if they have a chance because of the mail or because of early voting or because of any of that or because of drinking a cup of water. They are doing their best to change the democracy into an autocracy run by a president. Now, recently, ex-president Trump has been doing everything in his power to indicate to people that he's going to take over even if there isn't another election. Well, we've seen these putches, these coups, and in fact, there was nothing like January 6th ever before, but here we are, and he was furious with Pence. And Pence now, of course, is behaving even more disgracefully than usual. He was the object of the mobs, he and his family, and yet he's still as obsequious to the former president. It is a 30-something percent approval rating for the guy, while Biden has into the 50s. And I think that Biden is making a real case for re-election, while Trump is desperately trying to figure out what he has to do, whether it's a failed blog, which few people were reading, but it doesn't look like he has arrived at the way to do that yet.
Let's go from there to a disturbing story. I'm not sure if you saw this, Alan. Organizers of a Memorial Day ceremony in Ohio turned off the featured speaker's microphone when a former Army officer began recalling how freed black slaves honored fallen soldiers after the Civil War. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Barnard Kempter said he wanted to share the history of what led to Memorial Day, but one of the event's organizers in Hudson, Ohio, said that wasn't relevant to the program's theme of honoring veterans from the city. Kempter's microphone was cut for 2 minutes of his 11-minute speech. He says he was disappointing, saying, quote, this was not the same country he fought for.
Well, first of all, that's terrific that he said it. And of course, by cutting off his microphone, they amplified his message because now everybody knows what he was going to say. It is a terror that in this country, when somebody wants to deliver a message so uplifting and so important that they want to silence him, it goes along with everything else we know about Trump. And, you know, when we see Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General, having allegedly, I say, encouraged his people who work for him to bundle or to give donations to the Trump campaign, he gave apparently $1 million of his own money, we see just how easily democracy can be corrupted.
How about this? Next big wave, Alan, from the AP this morning. Radiation drugs track and kill cancer cells. Doctors are reporting improved survival in men with advanced prostate cancer from an experimental drug that delivers radiation directly to tumor cells. It contains two parts, this drug, a tracker and a cancer-killing payload. Get this, the tracker hunts down cancer cells. The payload emits radiation. The results were released Thursday by the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Apparently, it's killing those cells.
Well, it's great news. Clearly, we will have to cure cancer. I mean, it is a huge killer in this country. And this offers us a way to do it, one more way. But you know, David, as we know more and more about science, this will happen. And it may be too late for some of us, but we can only hope they continue to do this, because man and womankind will live maybe to 200 years once this is done.
Hey, maybe the technology is already here, Alan. The leak's coming out now of the report about UFOs. Remember that?
I've been saying it for a long time. What kind of chutzpah, what kind of nonsense is it that with all those stars, with all those planets, with all those constellations, we're the only ones? Give me a break.
Oh, but the report says they don't have any evidence of alien aircraft. But they don't have any evidence to the contrary.
Same old BS. You know, the fact of the matter is that we are in a world which is not unique, and there will be others. And you can only hope that when it is discovered that there are others, that it will be, well, let's just say peaceful.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. What if we're the aliens?
We are. Think about this, David. We're sending stuff out all over the place. We send them to Venus, to Mars, the moon, and here and there. And then sooner or later, we'll be going out to other places. So we're doing what we think others may be doing. It's not hard to understand.
Well, enjoy the galaxy this weekend, everyone.
You said it.